This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall in Washington. Syria says an Israeli airstrike on a military site in the central province of Hama has wounded three Syrian soldiers. Damascus says several buildings were destroyed in the early Saturday attack. Israel has launched a number of raids against what it says are Iranian targets in Syria and says it will not tolerate Iran establishing a presence in Syria near Israel's borders. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange remains in a British jail as a legal battle over his extradition to the United States shapes up. Meanwhile, Australia, where Assange was born, says it is ready to offer him consular assistance, but nothing out of the ordinary. Here is VOA correspondent Phil Mercer.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Assange, who was born in the Queensland city of Townsville, will get no special treatment.
We support Australians in those cases by providing that consular assistance. So Mr. Assange will get the same support that any other Australian would in these circumstances. He's not going to be given any special treatment. He'll get the same treatment as everybody else. He'll get the same support as everyone else.
Campaigners in Australia consider Assange's arrest and possible extradition to Sweden or the US as a threat to investigative journalism.
That was VOA's Phil Mercer. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is reaffirming his commitment to buy a Russian missile system in the face of renewed warnings from the United States about sanctions. Analysts warn that with a July date looming for Ankara to take delivery of the missiles, time is running out to avert a rupture in bilateral ties between the two NATO allies. Washington claims the Russian missiles will compromise U.S.-made defense systems used by Turkey. The Pentagon says a pending F-35 fighter jet sale to Ankara is in jeopardy. Turkey is a co-producer of the aircraft. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. Malta's prime minister has announced on Twitter that four European Union countries, Germany, France, Portugal, and Luxembourg, will take the 64 migrants who were rescued by a German ship off the coast of Libya 10 days ago and taken to Malta. Those rescued included 10 women, 5 children, and a newborn baby. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has urged the people of South America to resist offers of investment and aid from China and Russia, saying the United States is a better friend and investment partner. Speaking in Santiago, Chile, Pompeo warned that investments from Beijing and Moscow bring corruption and corrosion to an economy. Here is some of what he said about China.
China does business in places like Latin America. It often injects corrosive capital into the economic bloodstream, giving life to corruption and eroding good governance.
In contrast, Pompeo said the United States is establishing fair trade agreements with South American nations, facilitating regional cooperation, and supporting Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is fighting to topple the regime of President Nicolas Maduro in Caracas. U.S. President Donald Trump has been once again putting out conflicting messages on immigration policy, and once again it is tough for those who speak in his name. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has our report.
White House and Homeland Security officials had said there was discussion of sending migrants to so-called sanctuary cities, which don't cooperate with immigration authorities. They say the idea was quickly dismissed, but hours later, the president tweeted he's strongly considering it, singling out California.
They want more people in their sanctuary cities? Well, we'll give them more people. We can give them a lot. We can give them an unlimited supply.
Critics said the plan was an effort to use migrants as pawns to target political opponents, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasted it.
Disrespectful of the challenges that we face as a country, as a people, to address who we are, a nation of immigrants.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says 1,500 people are trapped in detention centers because of a budding Libyan civil war. The U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees says, quote, the risks to their lives are growing by the hour. It is a matter of life and death. Stefan Duharik is a spokesman for U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Health partners have verified 17 civilian casualties so far, with 7 fatalities, including 3 medical staff. At least 5 ambulances have been hit since the onset of the conflict.
There was fighting in the streets of Tripoli on Friday as Khalifa Haftar's so-called Libyan National Army continued its assault on the capital city. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's willing to meet with President Trump again, but will only give the United States until the end of the year to make what he called a courageous decision on stalled nuclear talks. Clearly, he was talking about U.S. sanctions. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.